That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson, and we're going to talk about something that has a profound effect on not only our big cities, but across the entire nation. We're going to be talking about the complex issue of homelessness in America. It's a crisis that many people have noted, and I want to welcome some people who are actually doing something about it. They have an innovative program, and you're going to be really blown away by what they have to say today. I want to welcome George Mullen and Terry Castor, who have invested a lot of time, effort, and resources in solving this problem. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us, Dr. Carson.
You know, George, I want to ask you first, how did you get involved in homelessness?
Well, I've been working with Terry here for about 40 years in different charity type projects. And it was really about 2015 when we saw the San Diego really start taking a significant turn downward. And that's when we had this concept for a long time about an idea of how to actually approach the problem. And that's when we started moving forward on it. It was really 2017 when we started doing something. Because, I mean, we're facing a homeless catastrophe of epic proportions, not just in San Diego, nationwide. And so it's been a while, but it was really from seeing what's happening on the streets that compelled us to really step up and do something bigger.
Well, Terry, I mean, you've been very successful in the world of business. What caused you to get involved?
Well, the need was overwhelming, and it was in right in your face, everybody's yard, everybody's park, you know. And I like good investments, and I couldn't think of a better one than getting involved with this cause, because it affects everybody throughout the United States, and especially in the warm areas, because certainly the people that are homeless like to be closer to something warm. But it's really sad. Our parks, our alleys, our river bottoms, people in their front street, right downtown in San Diego, they got little children. I mean, young little babies, 4 or 5 years of age, out there in the cold and that wet and rain. It's really sad. So it's a great investment.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the point in time evaluation that is done each year, we have the data for January of 2023, 653,000 people nationwide homeless. That's up 12% over 2022. In San Diego, it's up 22%. What is the magnitude of the problem, both in San Diego and nationwide?
Well, you know, it's interesting you put those figures out there, because up 12% last year, I think 653,000 is the highest number ever. And you're correct, Dr. Carson, it's up 22% in San Diego. But actually, for the people actually on the streets, living on the streets, it's up 26%. So, I mean, these figures are out of sight. And again, it's been a straight shot down for the last decade, but especially the last two, three, 4 years, it's been accelerating. And one of the figures that I use ad nauseum when we go out speaking about Sunbreak Ranch is in 2019, 165 homeless persons in the San Diego area died. You know, it's a lot of people. That's 2019. In 2022, only 3 years later, 574 homeless persons died. That's an increase of 250%. And yet the local media doesn't say a word about it, nor do the local elected officials. I mean, this isn't just a crisis. This is a catastrophe. If, you know, if we had an earthquake, something like this happening, you know, FEMA would be coming in here. So it's like all hands on board. We need to do something. And that's what we're trying.
Ben, we think that you're a significant player. You have a lot of friends out there and across the United States and maybe around the world. And we need people that will connect and work towards this solving this problem, because the government isn't doing a thing. What we seem to be doing good in San Diego at is keeping the border wide open and letting all the drugs come across the border and that stuff, but we take nothing for the homeless. This plan that they have is marvelous, and it could be a wonderful test model to show that the rest of the United States cities could copy what George has got planned here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when most people think of San Diego, we think of sunshine and blue skies and beautiful beaches and wonderful flourishing businesses and tourist attractions. But how is all this homelessness affecting the citizens of San Diego?
It's a catastrophe, Dr. Carson. I mean, it really is. And it touches everyone's lives. And we have thousands of supporters now. And again, this is an all-volunteer operation. And the one common denominator of all the people supporting what we're doing is that they're outraged and fed up seeing what's happening to our homeless brothers and sisters, how they're being treated, what's happening to them on the streets. But the people, our public, is also outraged and fed up seeing what's happened to our beautiful city. It is not the city it was. And the beaches are all still looking fairly good. But the city, you know, we have tourists come all the time and they just look at me and go, I can't believe this is San Diego. It feels dirty. It's dangerous. There's people down in their luck everywhere. It's a catastrophe across the board. And the fact that our elected officials only just continue to ask for more money to do the exact same things that don't work is mind-boggling. And that's why there's so much excitement about the Sunbreak Ranch concept, because it's a new concept to really try and tackle this problem. And like Terry said, it could be a pilot program for the country, because this problem is going on all over the place.
And it costs a lot less money for our government than what they're spending on today, because what they're doing isn't working.
Well, you know, there's a heck of a lot of money that's designated in California and in San Diego, taxpayer money. What are they doing with it when it comes to homelessness?
That's a good question. Since 2015, our local government, just the government, local government, spent $2.37 billion on the homelessness issue, and the numbers have skyrocketed. And California spent somewhere close to $25 billion, and the problem has skyrocketed all over the state. And there's reasons for that, because they're just doing the exact same things, throwing money at it. But money is not the issue. It's a resolve to actually help our homeless brothers and sisters and return our cities and states to rule of law as well. Rule of law is a bedrock to civil society. And it's starting to look more and more like Mad Max in downtown San Diego and a lot of areas of San Diego. And that's the same in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland. It's all over the place. So it's getting back to the bedrock.
All the wonderful, beautiful buildings downtown that we have, are these people, and there's thousands of people living in these gorgeous buildings, are now wanting to move out. They want to get away from it, because downtown is just a sad mess. It's ugly. You go down to the ballpark, and you have people all along the ballpark, every sidewalk, laying there, kids crying, and all kinds of waste material everywhere on the sidewalks. And you would think that that would be such an awakening for anybody that with authority that did address that. We put a 15-story building up for Father Joe. We were players with that. And a gorgeous place. And you walk out of that place and there is, he's got 2,000 people housing there. And I'm going to tell you, there's a huge need to solve the problem. It isn't being solved by a few charities. We need to address this issue and bite the bullet and do it. It'd be a hell of a lot cheaper and everybody wins.
I was going to say, Father Joe's that Terry's referring to is a homeless service provider, and Terry was the primary funder for a large 15-story building to help house homeless persons. So, just great to have them.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with our fascinating guest to talk about more homelessness.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, well, we are back with George Mullen and Terry Castor, talking about the homelessness crisis. And maybe there are some common sense solutions. Gentlemen, can you tell our audience, what is Sunbreak Ranch? And why is the rule of law a key aspect? And how does this contrast with the approach that the city is taking?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to be on your program, especially Dr. Carson, because it's called Common Sense. Because that's what really this Sunbreak Ranch solution is about. It's a common sense solution. Yeah, unfortunately, as we're all finding out, common sense isn't so common these days. But Sunbreak Ranch is a common sense solution to have one large area in each region as a large triage facility where we can bring all of our homeless citizens to stay. And as a triage, it will be a place where we have all the homeless service providers there. We have housing for all of them. We have mess tents. We have large medical facilities, and where we're trying to diagnose each person what's going on in their life and try and not keep them at this triage center, but figure out what's going on with them and then forward them on to whether it's a detox center or transitional living in downtown San Diego or in El Cajon or wherever it may be, or if they need to get to the hospital, but a place where everyone knows that they can go. But it's key that it's a clean, healthy, safe, and secure place. And on this site, there's going to be 24/7 San Diego police outpost and or sheriff, as well as 24/7 security. So we're not going to have a repeat of the anarchy, chaos, and misery that's going on in the downtown San Diego city streets or in the canyons all over town. So again, it's about really trying to lift up our homeless citizens, help them move on back into independent living and figure out what's going on with each one of them. Once we have Sunbreak Ranch, and would you like me to walk you through it quickly?
Yes.
So Sunbreak Ranch, on our website, sunbreakranch.com, there's an architectural rendering of what the site will actually look like. And it's a footprint of 70 acres. As you would walk in to Sunbreak Ranch, there will be a welcome center, and then all the homeless service providers will be there as in partnership to try and find each person that's ready to turn their life around and help them. And as you go through the Welcome Center, there's also a real-time shelter dashboard, so we know where all the open beds are in the county. That's a big problem. We don't have that. And also a real-time employment dashboard to try and we're going to press a lot of the people we know that are employers to offer jobs because we want to help our homeless get back in independent living. And as you go on in, there'll be a large mess hall, large medical emergency medical tent, and then there'll be housing facilities for single men, single women, veterans, those with dogs, families, all the different categories. And then there'll also be a large parking lot for those that want to drive in their RV or cars, and also a large area for those that want to pitch their own tent. We're not trying to tell people what to do. We're trying to give a clean, healthy, safe, secure place, a large triage for all of our homeless community where they can be in one spot and try and help them move on to their lives. And that will enable a couple of important things. Number one, it will help the homeless finally get them off the street because the street is a miserable place. And also, it will allow us to return to rule of law on all our streets, canyons, and public parks. And rule of law is key to a civilized society, and that will help us get back there. Is there something you'd like to add, Terry?
The cost right now for the homeless is over the top the way the government does it. We got fire stations, and they got four or five fire trucks with four or five men, each one of them picking up a homeless because he's laying on the street. You have to pick him up, and you take him to a hospital. You put him in a hospital, and they're in the corridor where the emergency takes place, and they're screaming and yelling, and it goes on. They cannot leave that hospital until that person's in a bed. Well, the hospitals are all overbooked anyway. So all the existing patients hear this screaming and going on and what's happening in the hallway. The cost for a fireman is probably $5,000 for every that crew to pick that man up and take him to the hospital. And they can't leave the hospital until that man's in a bed, which could be hours. I mean, who's picking the tab up? Every one of us are picking the tab up. The hospitals, this is true of every hospital. They're faced with the same situation. It goes on day and night for years. And the reason is you are paying for it. You, the public, are paying for that. And nobody's being helped.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like what you're doing is what I call housing first, second, and third. You know, traditionally, the left in particular loves housing first, just get them off the street. And admittedly, it's easier to get people off the street than to leave them on the street. It actually costs less money. The problem is 90% of those people end up back on the street. You have to do housing second and third. Housing second, where you diagnose the reason they're on the street. And housing third, you try to fix it. Otherwise, you're just spitting in the ocean. And that sounds like the really big difference for what you're doing. Because I know the mayor, Mayor Gloria, has this safe sleeping sites program where they isolate places where you can come with your car or whatever and be. But it doesn't seem to go much further than that. And it seems to me like with the Sunbreak Ranch, you are actually trying to get people out of that situation in a permanent setting. Now, where's the 70 acres coming from?
Well, that's a great question. We're not site specific on where we want to be, but there's two particular locations that we like. One, both are about 12 miles from downtown San Diego. And we want it to be a little bit out of downtown, out of the urban areas, because the homeless population is preyed upon from every angle, from drug dealers, cartel members, gang members, sex predators, the whole shebang. So we want a little bit out where people can try and turn their lives around. Our ideal spot is on the United States Marine Corps Air Station called Miramar. There are thousands of open acres, but it's the very center of our county. Again, 10, 12 miles from downtown San Diego with great transportation. And that would be our ideal spot. We will need the federal government or the U.S. Marine Corps to assist us with that, lease us a piece of land for maybe $1 a year so we can try and save our homeless citizens. But that's our ideal spot. But again, we're not site specific. There are other locations as well. But And we're trying to work through those agencies to get there, but that's not easy, as I'm sure you know, Dr. Carson.
Now, the city has recently enacted a camping ban. What is the effect of that? Is that useful, or what do you think about
it? I would say, but they've passed these anti-camping ordinances in certain areas around schools and such, but all they're doing is passing ordinances of laws that have been on the books forever. You can't camp on city streets or parks or loiter or defecate and urinate on our city streets, which happens all the time now, which I can't even believe. So I would say it's really having no effect materially. It may be an indication that the political figures are starting to listen to the public, that the outrage and being fed up, they feel that they have to do something, but they're really not taking consequential steps. When you talk about all the different, you know, the lots and places that they're safe places that they're putting the homeless, you know, they've opened a couple of lots and pitched a bunch of tents. They keep shoving people into little hotels, Motel 6s that the city's buying with state funds and such, but they're not providing services or anything. So you end up with 10, 20, 30 different locations of places that you're putting homeless persons in that don't have any homeless service providers, don't have any security, don't have any real meals or anything. So, and that's what we look at is like, so you're not scratching the surface of the problem doing these little mini camps all around town. Why not do one location as a large triage and do it right? Don't, and where you have all the services there, all the homeless service providers, and really try and do the thing right instead of just basically they think because they're putting people in tents or a hotel room that they're solving the problem. They're not. If anything, they're perpetuating it. Anything you think want to add, Terry?
No, whatever they've been doing has been upside down, and the trouble gets mounting like a mountain, like Mount Rushmore. You know, it's unbelievable that you would stumble over that. If we were at a war, in which we are, I think, on this situation, we'd be losing our ass. We're just losing. We're not gaining, and people are suffering, and it's sad. It's like almost like a war, you know, because you're.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's not just homeless individuals. We also have some families who are homeless. Is there a plan to deal with those individuals at Sunbreak?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, there will be a separate area for families, those with children, single mothers. It needs to be diverse to help every segment that needs it and to keep them protected. And as I was mentioning earlier, the homeless persons on the street or in the canyons or in the public parks, they get preyed upon from every angle, especially single women with children and such. And at Sunbreak, there will be an area for families. And again, there's going to be heavy security at Sunbreak Ranch to make sure it's a safe, clean, healthy, safe, and secure place. One thing I would say about Sunbreak Ranch is that, just so everyone knows, it's always a voluntary place for all of our residents. They can come and go as they please. But it won't be a place where we allow drug dealers and people that aren't supposed to be there. They won't be allowed to because we know there's a whole community preying upon them. So, yes, we will seek to help families as best we can.
If we would uphold, if we would uphold our Constitution, you know, and really do this, because right now most of the people get picked up before the paperwork's done, they're out the back door. They're not, there's no security. The other day, some homeless man broke a big pipe on one of our projects and went over the freeway and hitting all the cars. 300,000 cars go by that a day, and that water is hitting all those windshields. So pretty soon I had 8 squad cars out there finding out what the hell happened. It was nothing more than a homeless. So they said, Terry, what we can do, we can go book this man, but before we get the paperwork done, he'll be out the back door. Or he said, we can do one other thing. We can take him for a long, long ride, and he won't be back for several days. You know, so that was the solution.
Well, we're going to have to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back and find out from George and Terry what is the public perception of this program, what kind of reception are they receiving. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. And we're back with more common sense. You've heard some real common sense already. We're going to hear a little bit more. George or Terry, how have people received this? What are they saying about it?
Oh, it's been extraordinary. You know, we've been at this since 2017, but the last 2 years, momentum has been out of sight. Bill Walton is one of our big players on our team. All the big civic leaders in town have signed on. If anyone goes on our sunbreakranch.com website, you can see our endorsements. It's full of all the top civic leaders in San Diego, left and right. This is not a partisan issue. It's not a political issue. It's about solving a humanitarian issue. And really, the last year, exactly. I mean, we just have people emailing us all the time, signing our petition, joining. So I would say the public is with us for sure. The civic leaders are with us for sure. The real impediment is our political leadership. And they want to just keep saying the mantra of housing first. And we're not against housing. Build all the housing you want. What we really say is triage first. Triage first. You can't let your fellow humans, your brothers and sisters, wallow and die on the streets in garbage and in defecation. It's inhuman. I can't even believe this is happening in the United States of America. So we say triage first. Get everyone off the streets to a triage facility that's clean, healthy, safe, and secure. And then we can try and help get them into the right situation. And Sunbreak Ranch, we get emails from all over the country now because it's not just San Diego that's in a desperate situation. It's all over the place. And people are saying, what's going on with your program? Are you operational yet? So if we can prove this pilot program here, which we think we can do in 3 to 6 months, then this thing can be replicated everywhere. Because as Dr. Carson, as you say, this is just common sense. It's a common sense solution to get people off the streets. But again,
how will it be sustained over time?
In terms of financially? Yes. Yeah, well, we haven't worked that out yet because we need to get to a unified community, meaning the political leadership on board. But we're thinking that it's going to need to be some combination of government funds as well as private funds. But if we can get the full political apparatus on board, if we need to privately fund the pilot program, so be it, we'll do that. But once we prove the concept, we can save billions as cities, as states, as the nation via this approach because the cost is going to be minimal compared to what they're throwing at it now. So it's going to be some sort of combination there, but we haven't figured that out yet until we can get towards actually going operational. What we really need is to get the federal government, I think, to be a partner on this, to lease us a piece of land and help us get the thing underway. Because as you know, outside of every big city in America, there's lots of federal land. And if we can work this and make it work here, then we can, then everywhere can, the federal government can say, we can lease you this piece of land, Los Angeles, San Francisco, to do the exact same thing. And then we can really turn around America. I just don't know how America really moves forward when we're allowing this many of our fellow citizens to wallow and die on the streets. This isn't America.
Yeah.
Terry?
I think that everybody is involved. Everybody either has a relative or friend or somebody they know that's in this homeless operation. And it's ugly to think that they would leave that person in that way, living that lifestyle, because the druggies that come across the border here are feeding this, these drugs across the United States. It's not just here. And our people are dying. I forget the number now, but it's an enormous number of people dying every day from drugs here. And it's coming right across the border. So almost like it's a freeway, you know. I hear that our president is thinking now about something. Maybe he should adjust on the border. I hope he does that, because it's not brain damage to understand what's happening, what's killing our people, our young people. And these druggies, they know exactly all these people on welfare. They got their name, address, and phone number. They're there to serve them the day they get their check from the government.
Well, I think you're right on target here, because the things that I found that really worked at HUD is when federal, state, and local government joined with nonprofits and for-profits and faith-based organizations. You really have a lot of momentum, that synergy. And you're correct. You have to have the appropriate services, or else you're just going to be spitting in the ocean. You got to actually rehabilitate people. You have to give them a chance at another life. And there are a lot of people who fall into homelessness, people that you wouldn't expect that to happen to. A series of unfortunate things occurs, and then they become depressed, and then they, you know, fall prey to alcohol and drugs, and all kinds of things happen just like that. And somebody who had a very promising life, and who can have a promising life again if the appropriate things are done. So I commend you guys for thinking about others, because isn't that how America got to be a great nation? Our sense of community, if we saw people in need that were our neighbors, we helped them. We didn't just turn our back and thumb our nose at them. And that's what you're doing, providing a mechanism that other people can do this too. What, there are going to be some people who are going to say, well, what can I do to get involved? What can I do to help? What's the answer?
That, you know, again, it's a common sense approach. The best way people can help is by spreading the message about Sunbreak Ranch and what we're trying to accomplish, and put pressure on the elected officials, not just in San Diego, in every big city, and show them the plan and say, why aren't we doing this? And if you have a better plan, show it. But we know the billions of dollars and all of these little places of just trying to, they're trying to get rid of the homeless people, just put them in a hotel room, put them in a tent somewhere. No, that doesn't work. So spreading the message, putting pressure on the elected officials, that's the key. We're not seeking money. We're seeking action to really help our homeless brothers and sisters. And what, Dr. Carson, you hit on a very good point there. Only by the grace of God go any of us. And any of us could end up in a bad situation. And if I thought that I was going to, my next step was going on the street, I would love to know that I know of a place called Sunbreak Ranch that I know is a clean, healthy, safe, secure triage facility that'll help me, whether for a day, a week, or a month, to try and turn my life around, other than going out and sleeping on the street and being preyed upon from every angle. So we really need to think about it. We've all become numbed to what's going on the streets in these big cities. We need to know that these are people just like us and could be us, and we need to help them. Anything you'd like to add, Terry?
I think that the government money that's being spent on the homeless situation today is all going down the drain and not being helped. So the public doesn't have to worry that they're not paying for it. They are paying for it in a losing package, and it's been losing for many, many years. And it's embarrassing, insulting, and laughable to a lot of people looking at how we've handled the situation. We need to have that people step up and put the heat on their own congressman, their own senator, their own mayor. Let's do this, because you're paying for it right now. Let's do this. What do you got to lose? You're already paying the money out, you know.
Can I add one thing, Dr. Carson? One other thing that people could really help with, people with big names helping really help by endorsing Sunbreak Ranch and helping perpetuate. When they hear of big names endorsing and putting their name behind something, it helps a lot. and especially those names that can put pressure on elected officials that, hey, this is inhumane, it's wrong, we need to take action. So we welcome everyone's help and everyone's endorsement. Again, we're not seeking money and we're not going to be coming after them for money later. We're about solving the problem. And all those people out there that want to join us in that, please put your name on it and just help us move down the track. Because I think we have the common sense solution to what's probably America's most problematic and intractable problem right now. But it is solvable despite what people think. We can end street homelessness. We can't end homelessness. That's gone since the beginning of time. But we can end what's happening on our streets by providing a large Sunbreak Ranch triage facility in each community and get our homeless off the streets and start getting them back to independent living.
Well, I love hearing about this because it reminds me so much of what we were trying to do at HUD in Los Angeles. And we're working with Garcetti, Newsom, and the county executives, and had come up with a plan that sounds very similar to this. And then COVID came and boom, the whole thing was gone. But it's going to require this kind of thinking, this kind of coordination to get this problem under control. So I commend and thank you from the bottom of my heart for carrying this out. And I hope a lot of people will get behind this because I truly believe that this is the kind of problem that can be solved if we work together. And we, the American people, have to realize that we are not enemies. W-A-N-E, Wayne. We let hatred and strife wax for too long. It's time to let it wane. Let's get together. Let's solve these problems. This is America, and we can do it. So thank you, gentlemen, so much for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Carson.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with my final thought in 1 minute.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Homelessness is a gigantic problem. We're back with Common Sense. You heard a lot of common sense today from our guests, George Mullen and Terry Castor, who have put a lot of time, effort, and resources into figuring out how we can actually get people not just off the street, but back on the road to being productive, contributing citizens of the United States. That is something that's going to help us all. That will strengthen our nation. So I hope you will go and check out Sunbreak Ranch, learn more about their proposal, get behind it, lend your support, because this is the prototype. Getting people not just into housing, because as I said during the program, 90% of the housing first people end up back out on the street. You got to do more than just take them off the street and give them a place to live. You've got to address the underlying issues that caused them to be there, or those issues will still exist and they will end up in the same situation. That's common sense. That's the show for this week. Thanks for joining our program. Please subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us, review us, spread the word, spread common sense, because we got to make it common once again. And remember to treasure the cornerstones of faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next time.